Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Commissioner Barry.
Hi.
And let's just get this out of the way right at the beginning. The correct pronunciation of your name is Cherie, right?
Correct.
But you've been called Cherry Berry and Sherry Berry most of your adult life.
I've been called a lot of things. Some I can't pronounce on radio.
That's my kind of woman. And Chase is so excited. He's been a huge fan of yours for quite some time. He's sweating a little bit. He's nervous.
I cannot begin to describe the excitement I have. I've waited my whole radio career for this.
For whatever reason, I always just sort of called you Sherry Berry. And every time a listener would call, and they would say their name is Sherry, I would always ask them, is this Sherry Berry, the elevator lady? And they would always say no. And now I finally have you on the line, and I can say, is this Sherry Berry, the elevator lady? And you can say,
yes.
Finally.
Commissioner Berry, after 20 years in your career, you decided not to run for re-election in 2020. Were you surprised about the response that you got to that announcement?
Yes, I was surprised. There was far more in it than I thought there might be.
I just wanted to say you have taken me to new heights and new lows, and you have done that safely, and I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you. I've had a wonderful ride myself.
Yeah, as you look back over the course of those 20 years, what is one thing that you found that you enjoyed the most about the job?
What I enjoyed the most was being able to travel to all the nooks and crannies of this beautiful state we live in and meet all the people who are out there doing the hard work every day to keep us a great place to live, work, and play. And that's been the most gratifying thing for me.
How many elevators are there in North Carolina?
Roughly 28,000.
Whoa. Okay. And you've seen them all?
But that's in the public sector. That's the ones that the public use. That doesn't include residential in private homes.
Oh, that's awesome. Secret elevators with your face in it. I love it.
Well, Chase, do you have any other questions? You were so excited to talk to her. Do you have any other questions?
I guess there is one other question, but first of all, I've wanted to talk to you for years.
Well, you can check this off your bucket list.
Hey, that's right. But the question I wanted to ask was, if you had one piece of advice you wanted to give the next person who is going to be the commissioner, what would that be?
The advice that I would give them is take advantage of the opportunity of being able to fully understand your state and understand that your job, your primary job, once you take that oath of office, is to care about every single person in the state, regardless of their station in life, their political party, whether or not they're legal, because we have to make sure that everybody's safe.
And Commissioner Berry, as you wrap things up, what's next for you in life next year when you're retired? What will you be doing?
Who knows? No, my sister is retired, and for several years she has been bugging me. We need to have an adventure. We're getting old.
Yes.
We're still healthy. Let's go have an adventure. So we will be having an adventure somewhere in the universe. Who knows?
Well, it's exciting. We're happy we get to follow along with your journey on social media. If you find yourself next year that you're bored, just let me know. I usually get out of work at 12:30, and I have a pool we can lounge and have cocktails, okay?
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. And I love, we got to have beer.
Yeah.
I love
beer.
I will stay by the pool. Beer is my drink.
I got you covered, I promise.
Well, I don't want those fancy frou-frou cocktails. Give me a good cold beer.
She's a beer girl. All right, well, Commissioner Barry, thanks for talking to us. Good luck and enjoy your retirement. We'll miss seeing you in the elevators.
Well, thank you and good luck to all of you and stay safe wherever you are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.